Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Those of you who are both observant and math-inclined may have noticed that this is program number 27, and you may also have noticed that I do a new show every other week, and you may remember that there are 52 weeks in a year, and half of 52 is 26, so you realize that this episode, number 27, is the first show of my second year of doing In the Treasure Corner. I'd like to take a look back this time at some of the things I've learned from that first year of programs. As you may remember, our first show was an interview with Vlad and Carol, the owners and founders of the Internet's Friendly Metal Detecting Forum. That show remains a favorite with listeners, and now, over a year later, it is still downloaded regularly by new people who have found the podcasts. I had planned to do many such interviews, but regular listeners know that I've not done another interview since that first one with Vlad and Carol. The reason is that doing interviews is unbelievably time-consuming. First, we had to find a time when all three of us were free. That took a couple of tries. They were busy, I had to teach a class, they had visitors, my wife and daughter wanted to watch television, and my recording equipment is right across from the TV set. When we finally did the interview, I recorded it in stereo with their voices in one channel and mine in the other. I had close to a half hour's worth of conversation. Then the real work began. I had to edit the interview. I took out the pauses, the false starts, the uhs, the ums, most of those mine, not theirs, and several hours later, I finally had a good show. But even though I'm retired, I still don't have enough time to do all that editing, so the interviews are on hold. Another difference between the early shows and the later ones is that when I began, I used music in the intro and outro, and the intro and outro were both pretty long. But after a while, I decided the music was just wasting your time. You didn't tune into the shows to hear music, you tuned in for information. And in this fast modern-day world, you and I both want to get in and out as quickly and efficiently as possible. So, out went the music, out went the long intros and outros. The shows are much shorter now. Several of the early programs had scripts that went 4 or 5 pages. Now they seldom go more than 2 pages. Again, you can listen to the newer shows much quicker than the old ones. I've experimented with several different microphones along the way, and the one I'm using now is, for you techie geeks, a Rode NT1000 condenser mic. Of the year's worth of Treasure Corner programs, a few have emerged as your favorites. The most listened to treasure podcast of all is program number 11, Tips on Hunting Schoolyards. In second place is show number 4, How to Get Better Depth from Your Detector. And the rest of the top 5 are in order. Number 18, How to Find Older Coins. Number 3, How to Deal with Aggravating Onlookers. And number 2, Secrets of Getting Permission to Hunt Private Property. Those 5 shows alone have been listened to almost 4,000 times, and the number is getting higher every day. If you haven't heard them yet, here are their numbers again. 2, 3, 4, 11, and 18. I want to talk a little bit about my book here, The Metal Detecting Manual. Most of my podcasts are based on chapters in the book, so if you listen to all of the shows, you're getting a good deal of the book for free. Sales of the book, by the way, are slow but steady, and believe me, I'm not getting rich. Bean counters say I'm nuts because I don't allow anyone else to sell the book. You can't get it on Amazon or from any treasure catalog. You can only get it directly from me. That's probably pretty stupid financially. It holds sales down a lot, I'm sure, but it also lets me keep total control over my own book, and it keeps me in personal contact with every single person who buys a copy. In fact, in the past month, I've had 2 treasure book catalogs ask to carry my book, and I said no. I will say that sales picked up a bit when American Digger magazine wrote me a nice review, and I was happy for that. And Lost Treasure magazine is doing an article on the book this winter, which should create another sales spike. My profits, such as they are used to help defray the cost of these podcasts, but I don't think I've actually made enough money yet to cover the equipment I use to record and edit the programs. Hey, I'm fine with that. My pension check covers my living expenses, and I'd rather blow my excess cash on doing what I love, metal detecting and listening to myself talk, rather than buying a new car or shoes for the children. And speaking of listening to myself talk, you may wonder what I do in the alternate weeks I'm not writing and recording and editing the Treasure Corner program. Well, in those off weeks, I'm writing and recording and editing another program called In the Softball Corner. Yep, that's my other love in life. I play slow-pitch softball as often as I can. I'm on both senior teams, where you have to be over 55 to play, and I'm also on teams where all the other players are half my age, or sometimes a third of my age. Ouch. But I'm proud to say that I still hold my own with the youngsters. I have a mean knuckleball that shows no sign of slowing down yet, knock on wood. And I've written three other manuals that I sell the same way. One on softball, one on setting up your own ad-free website for under 30 bucks a year, and one on building a website for your high school graduating class. You can check out mine, by the way, at bdhs65.com. But wait, there's more. I do a weekly old-time radio show, Fibber McGee and Molly, The Shadow, and other programs from the 1930s and 40s, for a radio station that caters to the blind. And I write a monthly birthday quiz and a monthly column on collecting called In the Collector's Corner, where I cover such topics as comic books, baseball cards, and Beanie Babies. Both of these columns appear in the Active Seniors and Baby Boomers newspaper, and if you're interested, you can read it online at theactiveseniors.com. By the way, I noticed earlier this evening that somebody, and you know who you are, has just downloaded every single one of my podcasts all at once, both Treasure and Softball, 52 in all. So I guess I'm not the only one who enjoys both hobbies. Drop me a note if you're also a softball player. Maybe we can start a club or something. I have combined the two hobbies, by the way, metal detecting and softball. Softball bases have spikes on the bottom that sink into metal sleeves embedded in the ground. The bases are removed after each game, and if people play on the field without the bases in place, those sunken metal sleeves get covered with dirt. So when it's time to put the bases back in, they can't find where they go. That's when I get my metal detector from the car and find those hidden metal sleeves. I hope you've enjoyed this rather rambling look back at our first year of podcasts. You can post your comments at thetreasurecorner.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're so inclined, check out that book at treasuremanual.com. Back to the nuts and bolts of metal detecting next time, I promise. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Hughes, in the Treasure Corner.